Police crackdown on so-called far-right agitators promised as anti-immigration protests grow. By Peter Cattell on February 3, 2023. Police in Ireland are expected to launch a crackdown against so-called far-right agitators amid the continued growth of anti-mass immigration protests throughout the country. And Garda Síochána, Ireland's national police force, are reportedly expected to make a significant number of arrests in the near future as part of a crackdown on so-called far-right agitators, a report on Thursday has claimed. It comes as unrest in the country grows over the Irish government's open borders approach to its ongoing migrant crisis, which has seen tens of thousands of migrants from Ukraine and beyond arrive in the country, which has a smaller population than many individual U.S. states. With a growing number of large protests taking place in various regions across the island nation every single night, many authorities and officials have been keen to suggest that the protests, which are grassroots in nature, are in fact being orchestrated by a shadowy far right. Now, with one activist linked to the ongoing protests having already been detained, the Irish Independent reports that more arrests are to come, with one source telling the publication that the Irish police force is looking into the activities of more than 20 so-called far-right agitators. There will be more arrests, the source, who is left unnamed, reportedly promised. A very close eye is being kept on certain individuals' online activities, which is translating into problems on the ground. However, the current activities by police in the country appear to have so far done little to quell public disquiet, with the number of protesters attending nightly demonstrations actually surging after the arrest of Graham Kerry on Wednesday. A local of Finglas, a part of Dublin which has seen some of the most well-attended demonstrations in the country protesting unvetted male migrants being placed into the community by authorities, Kerry was detained by armed police under Section 30 of Ireland's Offences Against the State Act. Kerry had reportedly taken to social media allegedly tell the force that they would need every f-copper in the country ahead of the ongoing migrant protests in Dublin's north side prior to his arrest, despite the fact that the demonstrations have largely taken place without violence thus far, at least on the side of the anti-immigration protesters. While tensions appear to have flared somewhat in the wake of Kerry's arrest, with there reportedly being some calls for violence at Wednesday's protest in Finglas, the demonstration appears to have passed off peacefully, with far more people at the demonstration reported as emphasizing civility be maintained during the demonstrations. "We are a peaceful people, a spiritual people," Crypt Media reports local organizers at the protest as telling the gathered crowd. "This is a peaceful assembly, let the energy rise. We have a right to be heard," they continued. "We need to get serious, and we need to not give anybody an excuse. These people are coming into Ireland unchecked and unvetted. It's all about the numbers, and we build and we build and we build until we have the numbers," the speakers went on to say. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.